Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
The chemistry in the office, or the chemistry in the studio, or the chemistry on the team is always so important that you really have to handle it with kid gloves, right? So when one person in the office or on a team starts dating somebody that's connected to somebody else in the office or the team, it's not good for anybody.
Do you owe it to your teammate to tell them if you just might be getting into a serious relationship with their ex? That's the question. And my dude is in this situation, and it's very layered. It's even more than them being teammates. And it's a question of, is it really the guy's business? Because if it goes bad, it could have a lot of different bad repercussions for my friend in a lot of different areas. So to give y'all the full picture, he's a bartender. And that's important because not only is this guy his teammate, but he also visits this bar frequently, all the time. So they're in each other's vicinity weekly. That happens. Now, they're not best friends. They don't really hang out, per se, but they do have each other's number. They do see each other, and they're friendly at the bar when they do. And they also play in, which is going to sound funny, but it's a really big deal to them. They play in this yearly soccer league where, like, everyone in the state that's not a professional soccer player, this is pretty much where they go to continue to play soccer.
So it's not like a rec league. It's like a step up from a rec league.
Exactly that. And they've won a couple championships in this league. It's been a thing for like 10 plus years. So they're teammates. At the end of the day, and if you've ever played sports, you're close to your teammates. They may not be your best friends outside of the sport, but when you get together on the field and in practice and things like that, there's a brotherhood there. There's a camaraderie there. And usually the chemistry is very important. So the guy, and this is all according to my friend, this guy was in a relationship with this woman for about 3 years. And they were pretty serious. They almost got engaged. He got cold feet towards the end of the relationship. This happened about 6 months ago. So it's fairly recent. And they decided to go separate ways. And this was because of him. He got cold feet. He didn't want to go through with it. He said, I think I need some time.
And the breakup happened how long ago?
6 months ago.
Okay.
And they were engaged.
They were about to get engaged.
About to get engaged.
It's pretty serious either way.
Right. And for whatever reason, he was like, you know what? I need some space to figure some things out. Now, in her mind, space was like, you're going to take some time and then come back to me with some kind of answer, whether we're moving forward or not. But he never did. He kind of just got caught up in that limbo and just was enjoying himself in the space.
Yeah, you can't have open-ended time.
Right. At that at that point, I think that's how she felt. And she felt like, I'm moving on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving on with her life, which, according to my guy, this was not something that was planned. It just happened. But it can kind of seem like it was planned because there were a lot of instances when the couple were together that they would all be around each other. And at that point, my dude became somewhat of a friend to the couple. So when he was needed advice, for example, about what to do in their relationship, they would be at like barbecues that the team would have, you know, events like that. And he would go to my guy, and then my guy would give him genuine advice what he felt like they should do.
You should break up with that chick.
That's
you should definitely break up with her.
What was the advice?
I did ask him that. He said genuinely his advice would be he would try to help him fix it.
Okay.
He wouldn't. So that it doesn't look like he was trying to snake him back then.
Yeah.
He wasn't a saboteur.
No. Uh-huh. According to him,
okay,
right?
He
genuinely would try to help him fix it, but it just didn't work out. So at some point within the last couple of months, she started coming to the bar a little more. They started becoming closer and closer and closer. Before you knew it, they were hanging out. Now, initially, he didn't feel like he had to say anything. She didn't feel like she had to say anything. It really isn't the guy's business. She's moved on, whatever. But it's actually getting serious. And it's to the point now where they're hanging out every single night. And he doesn't want to hide it anymore. And she doesn't want to hide it anymore. But my dude is like, I'm not going to lie. This guy is volatile. Like, he has a bit of a temperament. And I don't think this is going to go well. So they're in this limbo of, is he obligated to tell him? Because if he finds out another way, that could go really bad. I mean, for the team, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he does kind of feel like, man, I have this dude's number in my phone.
Yeah.
I mean, I've given him advice about his lady when they were together.
Yeah.
And now I'm dating her, and it just looks bad. And in his mind, it's like, it just looks so much worse than it is. And maybe if he goes to him first, he can kind of get ahead of it, and it won't be as bad in the end.
It's 100% what he has to do.
Yeah, he's got a man up.
He's got a man up and tell him. If he finds out another way, it's going to be... You've seen these videos where all hell breaks out at a practice and two dudes start fighting with each other.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
It has nothing to do with the soccer game.
Yeah, there's no way he can just skirt around this. I mean, it's going to be a difficult conversation. Like, that's what he needs to realize, is that there's no easy way to go about this. You can't go into this conversation thinking he's going to be like, oh my God, you're dating my ex-girlfriend, that's so great. And maybe don't get too anxious to the point where you think he's going to, like, hit you. But it's going to sound so bad if they're, like, on the soccer field and someone, like, makes a little jab at him and be like, well, did you hear that? Someone's over. So, yeah, I would go for the conversation, have it sober, have witnesses. Don't do it behind closed doors and have it sooner rather than later.
Because that was his other question. I told him the same thing. I said, you got to talk to him. And he said, do I text him or do I tell him in person?
You got to tell him in person. I've done this conversation before.
You have?
Yeah, because I didn't realize the guy I was dating was an ex of a friend of mine from it was our high school sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
So I went to her and I'm like, hey, here's the deal. I just want to make sure like you're cool with this or whatever. She said, yeah. And then she ended up sleeping with him. So yeah. All's well that ends well.
Not easy being a good person, man.
No, sir. Not at all.
The Burt Show.
My son was the victim of a hit and run the other day down at SCAD. He's got himself a little scooter. Cruises around SCAD. SCAD's an interesting campus because it's not like your traditional college campus where it's just like all in one area. You could like walk from one place to the other. These are all different buildings all around Savannah, right? So my man is not such a great driver. So he's got himself a scooter and he is rocking the streets of SCAD on his scooter the other day when I'm not exactly sure of all of the details, but at the end of the day, somebody clipped him while he was on his scooter, didn't stop, and just took off.
A car hit him on a scooter and they didn't bother to stop?
That is what I said.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So
is he okay?
He's fine.
Okay.
He called me and he's like, I got a couple of scraps here, but hey, Pops, my scooter's all jacked up. Can you hook me up with another scooter?
Wow.
And so I have to send a scooter down there for him. However, because he has no injuries whatsoever, he feels like he's just got like a scrape on his knee or what have you. Yeah, his scooter is torched. He's like, do I even press charge? Do I even look at it? And I'm like, look, on every street corner, you know there is a camera around SCAD. So if you call the police and you ask for security, they could for sure figure out who this man or who this woman was. His question is, look, nothing really happened to me. Yeah, the scooter's jacked up. I mean, that's going to cost me $150. It's not a big deal. But should I press charges? So I had an answer. Let me ask you guys. Would you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. For the reason
because we have a person out there who is an incapable driver hitting people on scooters, and they need to be held accountable.
No, Hayden is like, I don't even know if this person saw me. And I'm like, come on, my man. I mean, you hit somebody on a scooter, they go down. You know that.
Listen, take it from me. As someone who was hit walking, I got hit by a car, and then the person took off. I had the same exact thought when it happened to me. I'm fine. I was able to jump. It didn't really harm me. And when I went in to ask if there were cameras and they told me no, at that point, I just let it go because I figured it was just going to be too much time and energy to go through with it. But looking back on it now, I regret it simply because the person took off. And that alone, for me, is enough reason to pursue it.
Just that's a sign the fact of your character.
Like you took off, you hit somebody, you knew you did, and you took off. And for that reason, I feel like you should pursue it.
It's the principle of the matter for me. So at UF, where I went to school, we didn't have like scooters, like in the sense where it's like an electric scooter where you have both feet on it. We had like mopeds. Mm-hmm. And I would say at least once a year, there was some tragedy where somebody was hit by a car on their moped and they would have an egregious death because most people weren't wearing helmets. And that's a whole other like side conversation about helmets versus no helmets. But the fact that like it was happening so frequently that you knew that at some point it was going to happen during the year. And so for me, I think people need to be held accountable because who's to say that they wouldn't do something like that again, where they don't double check their mirrors to check somebody on a bike or a scooter. So I think for the principle of it, I think they need to be held accountable because they couldn't at least do the bare minimum to stop and make sure your son was okay.
Cass, you look like you had something to say.
No, I mean, I agree. It's again, not so much the hitting, mistakes made, and I'm so glad he's okay, but it's the character. They hit someone and took off, and there's no way. Like, as someone, sure, I have anxiety, but who will hit a hard bump and then circle the block to make sure I didn't hit, like, an animal or something. I could not fathom hitting a person and taking off. And here's my thing. The other reason, not only character, but if they've done it once, they'll do it again. And who's to say the next time won't be worse? So it might be worth an intervention.
Yep, my kid's got such a big heart. He's like, this was a felony, you know, and I didn't even get hurt on the whole thing. So am I going to change this guy's life or woman's life if I go and I press charges or I look into it? I'm like, well, that's not really your responsibility. They had a choice to make when it happened and they chose felony. So I have urged him to do that. I mean, he's an adult now. He's 22 years old. I can't tell him what to do, so I won't. But I urged him to, go ahead. Go and check it out. And just because they find the person doesn't mean you have to press charges, but getting enough money to cover for your scooter would be nice.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell him that you did a poll on the Burt Show and every single one of us support him immensely and think he needs to go ahead and call it in.
Yeah. I think that will have absolutely no impact.
Tell him, Mama KK, get on the phone with SCAD Security Stat and find the person who hit my little Hayden and knocked him off of his scoot.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Scoop, please say that to a 22-year-old's face.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, you are having a realization that it is time to make a change for the sake of your family.
Yeah, my last line may have been an indicator of what I'm going through right now. All right. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. We talked through some stuff out. I'm working on my hormones big time because I don't like who I have become for myself and for my family. I need you, not that you already don't feel for my husband and my child because they have to deal with me on a daily basis, but it's gotten worse. I am dealing with rage.
Rage.
Like the actual emotion of rage, which is not something I typically have to grapple with. I am an energetic, excitable, happy person. Like my default is happy pretty much most of the time, right? But I have noticed as of late that little nuisances and inconveniences are impacting me way more than they used to. And I am not happy about the person I become when these instances occur.
Can you pinpoint when this change started?
It's been going on for like, I'd say a couple of months. Now, I have not been specifically diagnosed. A doctor has not given me this diagnosis. This is my own self-diagnosis, and I will readily admit that. But as a woman, I've known this body for 45 years. Pretty confident I'm dealing with some perimenopause hormone fluctuations here.
So okay? You get a little bit older, you're getting pissed.
Yes. And I am taking it out on my husband and my kid, which is not fair. So, and more so for the sake of my kid than my husband, because, you know, Bart's a grown-ass man. He can deal. But nonetheless, like little things will trigger me, and I can track it through my cycle. And it's like the PMS phase has been just amplified. And I deal with misophonia. If you don't know what that is, it's like repetitive noises literally like send a rage and a madness through your body where you want to strangle somebody. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that's how I feel. But like sweet little Jimmy, he's a toddler. He's about to be 4. That brain is still very underdeveloped and he's testing boundaries. And I know this, like I have common sense about me. I just can't control my reaction. And I want to be a calm, understanding person because at my core, I feel like that's who I am. And like this strange woman comes out who is like yelling and going off the handle about really stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have no control over it. And that out of control feeling is like, oh, it's the worst.
I'm sure you've done some homework on it. So
yes.
For other women that have been in your place, how is it rectified? Is it deep breathing? Is it meditation? Is it medication?
Well, so here's the first steps I'm doing because I got my UTIs under control. Check. So now I'm working on my hormones. I went to a place called Stat Wellness yesterday. We recently did blood work and I did the body scan, right? And so we're rechecking my blood work. And so what I'm about to implement is I'm changing up my dosage of estrogen. My testosterone is fine. My estrogen is a little bit elevated and my progesterone is low. So I'm going to start taking some progesterone. I'm going to alter what I'm doing with my estrogen and I'm going to alter some things with my diet. And hopefully that will help with my little rage monster that I have inside.
Okay, sounds like you got a plan though, man. Yeah.
I do have a plan, but I just wanted for other women out there to address it. Like if it feels wrong, then it is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you don't have to live like this. I think for so long, like, you know, we just like, it's the mentality. It is what it is. I'm in a mindset and a place where no, this is not, it is what it is. This is what it is, and it doesn't have to be this way.
Well, we haven't really seen that much inside of the studio, so before it even happens, thank you.
You're welcome.
For pursuing.
The Burt Show.
All right, quick reminder. We're giving away thousands of dollars tomorrow morning. We are doing this again. We are paying your bills a whole bunch of different times during the day. $1,000 each time. The winning starts at 7 a.m. You heard just a couple of days ago we had a winner at 7 a.m. This is so easy because you sign up. It takes you like 30 seconds. You tell us when you are going to be listening to Q99.7, and that is specifically when we call your name. When we do, you call us back, you get $1,000. You can't get involved in any of that until you sign up, though. So do it today. 30 seconds for $1,000, I think, is a pretty good exchange. Q997Atlanta.com.
So I know we've had some inclement weather, and depending on where you are in the city, and literally you can just go a couple of miles and it's like day and night different from what some people got than others. But I'm in North Buckhead, and we did get snow and we did get ice. And when I say this, this is not for you to get out on the road. I just want to say thank you to GDOT because they brined the crap out of the major roads, and I did not have any issues getting to work this morning. And so I feel like our city has learned, and we have learned from past mistakes. And I just thought they did a great job, and I thought they deserved a little kudos, because it's so often people, you know, crap on them. Mm-hmm. So one of my that's not a resolution, but a goal of mine is to give more compliments than complaints. And ooh, that's one of them.
There you go.
G-Dot.
Our intern Sadie here is in a tough spot. She knows an Atlanta celebrity, or knows of an Atlanta celebrity. She is feeling this person, but she can't figure out a way to DM this person without it looking totally creepy.
Yeah, so I need a little advice. I have a job at Kennesaw State that requires me to be on the football field for every single game.
Okay.
So I'm standing there one of the games last season working. We have a little bit more media press now that we're in a new conference. I'm standing there flapping my wings, looking through the eyes of the Scrappy the Owl mascot suit, because that is my job.
Oh, you're the mascot. Yeah.
Okay. My official announcement. But obviously Scrappy doesn't speak because he's an owl. So I'm standing there looking at this beautiful man through the eyes of through the mouth of the Scrappy the Owl suit.
And you're just like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, I can't say anything right now, but that is a very beautiful man.
Is this an overall mascot rule, or is this a Kennesaw State rule that you can't say anything while you are Scrappy, except, woo-hoo?
No, she can't even do that.
Yeah, I can't even do that. Like, nothing. People ask me questions all the time, and I just have to do like a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay, but nothing. No talking at all. Okay.
No talking, which is hard for me.
That's all mascots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this man through the suit, and we have handlers who are our other mascots that rotate out, and I can't tell one of them, like, go tell that man the owl thinks he's hot. that's odd as well.
See the girl in the mascot costume over there? She thinks you're a total babe.
Well, and people think I'm a man, too, in the suit, because there's so much padding underneath it that I look like a buff man.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of make a mental note that he's walking around with a man, like, with a camera, from 11 Alive. And I'm like, I'll go home and do what women do best, and I'll find him on the internet. Mm-hmm.
Start sleuthing.
Yeah. So that's what I do. I go home, meet the team 11 Alive, start scrolling, find him, Instagram, boom, easy, done. And I'm not one to usually shoot my shot, but Hinge hasn't been going well for me either. So
and you reach out, he's going to have absolutely no freaking clue who you are, because he saw you as an owl.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could slide in the DMs and just be like, hey, I think you're really attractive. That's it. But I'm sure I'm not the only person that's done that, because he's on the news. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's plenty of women in his DMs.
Also, he's not behind the camera. He's in front of the camera.
He's in front of the camera.
Dude?
Yeah.
I actually think I know who you're talking about.
Wait, hang on. I'm finding him.
The 11 Alive cast, by the way, is so attractive.
Yes.
I'm like, which one is he? Because they are multiple.
Guessing we're talking about either Reggie or Marcus?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who is the initial target?
Marcus.
Okay.
I love that. He's going to have a story one day of how during his job he hooked up with the mascot.
Oh, God.
All right. So does it have a biography on here?
It does.
And
he's a 2-time Emmy Award-winning journalist, sports anchor and reporter for 11 Alive, and he has a podcast.
Yes.
What? A podcast?
A podcast.
Who just has one at home?
Just like every other man in America.
And look, I tried my best to make sure there wasn't a girlfriend, because I'm not trying to be a homewrecker. So I looked through comments. I looked through tagged photos. I can't find any sign of a woman, which could just be him being private, because he's, you know, on...
Oh, he likes dudes.
No man has ever tried to hide their girlfriend, ever.
Mo does.
What?
Oh, sorry.
I do not hide her. I talk about her every day.
That wasn't a dig at Mo. Yeah. I just meant sometimes...
I'm not in trouble when I get home later.
On Instagram. You don't post her on Insta.
I protect her. I don't hide her. Okay. It's two completely different things, okay?
I think it's a very smart move.
I think it's a very smart move.
That was not a dig at Mo. That was a dig at other shady men who come on my... who are talked about on my podcast.
All right, back to Marcus here.
Yes.
All right, dude was a running back at Oregon State. Okay. Made the transition to media, covered Portland Trailblazers, covered the Oregon Ducks, Oregon State Beavers at ESPN. He's worked in San Diego. Good-looking dude. We just don't know if he's single or not.
Girl, his Instagram. Mm-hmm. I just showed Kristen. He's got a picture with round glasses.
The lady killers. He looks good in this photo.
So here's the thing. I think that women can get in their heads a little bit. I do think it would be a little weird to go, hey, I'm the Kennesaw State Owl, and I saw you on the sidelines.
Probably leave that part out.
Yeah, you could probably leave that part out.
Uh-huh.
But I think that you just reaching out to him, saying there has to be something. Does there have to be something more than just I think you're hot? If you're a guy,
a little bit more, but not as much more as you think.
Right.
Like you literally just have to put yourself in his DMs, make yourself known, and he will look. And if he's interested, he will take it from there. It really is that simple.
That's it.
Would it be misleading if she went into his DMs and said, hey, I saw we both work in sports? Because technically, she works in sports. And then you have a common connection.
Where's the technicality of sports for her? Oh, you mean Kennesaw State as the mascot?
Yeah, that's working in sports.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. I guess it is.
Yeah.
Right? Then she's got a connection.
She's a real Caitlin Clark here.
We basically have the same job.
Caitlin Clark, the mascot.
Maybe you can hit him up and be like, have you ever thought about doing a piece on local mascots?
Just to open up the door a little bit.
And then he can have a piece of this.
That's a lot less scary than I saw you through the eyes.
Don't do that.
The suggestion might be so bad though, where he's just like, oh my God, I am not reaching back up there. It's just in his view, like doing a story in sports on mascots. I don't know.
I would just say hello. I genuinely would. Like I noticed you the other day. I wanted to say hello. We both work in sports. My name is so-and-so. Something that simple.
As a man though, do you hear this segment on the Bird Show or on the podcast and go, I don't know if I want to be this public about my relationship?
Usually depends on how attractive you think you are.
The only part that you might get dinged on is saying that I'll take Marcus or the other dude.
It's not going to help.
Yeah, we might want to edit that part out. But I think Mo's right. I think it's much different when you're approaching a guy than it is with a woman. Like, if you just say, hey, I saw you and I think you're hot, if a man approaches a woman like that in the DMs, creepy, off-putting. Dude, not as bad.
Not as bad at all.
All right.
I think it'll be appealing to him. I think that's all you got to do. Don't complicate it.
All right. I think maybe I'll leave the owl out and go the sports route.
Yeah, okay.
Leave the owl and his co-worker out.
And the co-worker.
Yes. All right. Go ahead and stretch your talons and take your shot.
All right.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It has often been said that, hey, your friends are going to be happy for you, super happy for you. Unless you start to do slightly better than they do, then it's not nearly as cool, right? I think Abby might have felt this way a little bit over the course of the last couple of weeks, and it's time for a self-check.
Yeah, this is one of those segments that I kind of have a pit in my stomach about where I'm like, oh God, I know that they listen to this show and I know they're going to hear these thoughts that I would never articulate to them. But I feel like it's one of those things where I'm like, it's my job to share some of my internal monologue about how I'm feeling in this stage of my life. And I'm kind of putting it all out on the line here.
So if the friends are listening right now, I would just urge you to listen to the whole segment.
The whole segment.
Yeah, don't be outraged by the beginning of it.
Yes.
It's going to have a nice little conclusion.
Yes, a nice conclusion. Okay. And if you do feel some type of way about it, feel free to just block me. We never have to speak again. Or you can text me.
Or get your own radio show and respond.
Start a podcast.
But make sure you listen to the segment. Don't let somebody send it to you and be like, OMG, Abby said this. Because 9 times out of 10, that's not what Abby said.
I'm 27 years old and I've realized I've now entered a phase in my life that I kind of, you always know is looming in the distance. You know this phase of your life is coming, but when it arrives, it doesn't necessarily feel great. And I was scrolling through the internet as in Instagram and, Facebook and those other social platforms that people post photos on. And there's a phase that you go through around like your early 20s where people start posting like engagement photos and wedding photos. And you're like, oh my God, like child bride, that's crazy. And you start to see that people are sort of moving their life forward in a different way than you are. And it's interesting to see because you're like, oh, I'm an adult and we do these things now. It's very, you have like this weird cognitive dissonance where it's like, I still feel 16 years old, but yet like my friends and everyone else are entering like these very adult phases in their life. And that kind of feels weird, but it's like, yeah, you know, people were getting wifed up at 18 because I live in the deep south. So like we kind of expected all these things to happen. And now I'm entering the second phase, the next evolution of adulthood, if you will, where my friends are starting to announce their planned pregnancies.
I love how you put the word planned in there. They did this to themselves on purpose.
They're posting about it and they're excited about it. And I had two friends recently announce their pregnancies. And I'm going to say something vulnerable and that I know is not politically correct. But when I saw these posts, my knee-jerk reaction was to not be happy. Because I saw it and I was like, oh my God, like, whoa, they got pregnant. I'm like, oh, this is what they wanted. They are married and decided to have a family and decided to have children. And my knee jerk human reaction was, whoa, like we are adults enough to plan families, to want to have families. And it didn't sit, I like wasn't excited at first. And of course, you know, I did the comments where I'm like, I'm so happy for you. I knew you wanted this. And I am so happy to see you living the dream of what you plan for your life. But I had to kind of sit with why I felt weird about both of these posts for a second. Cause I'm like, I need to be happy for my friends. Like this is a big moment for them.
All right, even before we go on here, I wouldn't beat yourself up too much about this. I think a lot of people have felt this, that you can be, as Kristen has said before, two things can coexist here. Mm-hmm. You can be very happy for your friends, but you're also taking a look at your life, maybe. And it's just like, hey, that's not where I'm at yet.
And it's not that I want to be there. Like I've said that having kids isn't really a part of my life plan. And so I was wondering, I'm like, is this just because I don't like kids and I don't really want to have kids of my own that I'm like weirded out that they're having kids? And I kind of had to do a deep dive. I'm like, is that the reason why I feel this way? And it wasn't.
Yeah, I think in this instance, and I applaud you because I think it's important to get to the why, like why you had that visceral reaction for, you know, your friends announcing their pregnancies. So when you started doing that, like self-reflection and doing that deep dive, what did you discover?
For me, it had less to do about like the kids aspect and more of like, oh my God, am I afraid of growing up? Like, I think a lot of the pushback that I felt internally was, oh my God, we're like, they plan their pregnancies and we're going to be like adults. They're going to be mom and dad. And I think for so long, you're kind of in like the rebellious, like young person phase where you're like, I'm so young and cool. And I'm going to do things differently than my parents. And I'm going to, you know, just go out and do all these young and cool things. And suddenly we're entering this phase of our lives where we're like, we can't really be those people anymore. Like we're entering our 30s and we have to grow up at some point. And I think seeing those photos was kind of a sharp wake up call of, aging happens to me and this part of your life is unavoidable. Like you are going to enter an adult phase of your life, whether you want to or not. And you need to stop pushing back against it and accept that you are just maturing. And I think for some reason, I think for some reason, maybe I have a fear of getting older.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Oh, so it feels everybody. Like end of a chapter.
Yeah. Kind of like, that. Oh, the young fun phase of our life is over. And now we are going to be all adults, like we're gonna be our parents essentially. I think that's what I saw. I was like, oh my God, like we're becoming mom and dad.
So it's not the idea of like feeling left behind. It's more of grappling with our existence and that I'm an adult now and look at the time that's passed. How much time do I have left? So it's more of like an existential crisis.
Yeah, like adulthood isn't something I can avoid. You know, like at some point, like I'm gonna turn 30. At some point, I'm gonna have to cash out my 401k. At some point, I'm going to have to look in the mirror and go, those are some wrinkles. Maybe I should get a facelift. I think it was just kind of the realization that
death is imminent.
Maturing is something I can't avoid. And I think maybe I just am in denial that this is something that happens to me too.
I do think the cliche is accurate that comparison is a thief of joy. Mm-hmm. And I think women probably more so than dudes have this plan, quote unquote plan, in the back of their head where you're supposed to be feeling this way and have this kind of life accomplishment at a certain age. And if it doesn't happen, then but it is happening for your friends based on your timeline, it doesn't sit well. And it's everybody is so different.
But it's not a comparison thing. Like I'm not looking at her announcing her pregnancy and going, oh, I wish I was pregnant because I do not. But it's more of just this existential feeling of I don't really want to grow up. And my friends are growing up, so I kind of have no choice but to follow along in those steps because that's just the natural course of life. I have to become an adult at some point. I'm 27 years old.
You don't have to be 30, though. Trust me.
It's Peter Pan syndrome.
It's Peter Pan syndrome, or yeah, whatever the female equivalent of that is.
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah.
Give yourself some grace, though. I think most people have grappled with that. Like 90% of people have grappled with that.
Which is why I vocalized it, so mothers, please don't hate me.
This is The Burt Show.